Behind the Beard, WNC, the next iteration is upon us. The second season, as they like to call it over at Reynolds, is fully underway as we're knee-deep into the playoffs. This is a podcast where four friends banter about high school football. We love to do it. We hope you like it, too. Gentlemen, this has been another great weekend of football. I enjoyed watching it. At all levels, it was exciting. I will note that my Washington Commanders are not doing so well. So, yeah.
It was a struggle.
Indeed.
I think I saw a stat that said it's the first time since before Pat was born that a team has lost. Was it three or four straight games by 21 or more?
I don't know, probably.
Does that go back to like the 1800s?
Yeah, it was 18 was the start of that number, It was. 1874, maybe.
The Dolphins just started week two. I mean, we finished up preseason, and now we're 2-0 the last 2 weeks.
So. I mean, Dolphins are hot.
A little late.
How about your Bears?
The easy part of the schedule just finished. So, that was a must-win game, and I thought we figured out a way to lose. It's bad when you beat a team and their coach gets fired the next day or the day after. It's like you can't lose to the Bears.
Yeah, you lost to those guys. Yeah. You're out of here.
But
it's
been a roller coaster of emotions. But I think we're, as a Bears fan, very excited about Ben Johnson and what he can do.
Indeed, yeah. Reynolds man.
Not a Panthers fan, but I mean, how do you beat some good teams and let the 1-7, 1-8 Saints roll in?
Agony.
Yeah.
Another weird, I think Steven was talking to me about this. Enrico's not the starter, right?
He is.
He is now. Yeah. Okay.
He took over for Chuba Howard.
All right. There was a stat.
No, Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard. There was a stat, something like he was leading the NFC in rushing, but still wasn't starting. Was that a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, he was on pace. If his last whatever game stretch that he has played in, if you take that to a 17-game season, it would have shattered the NFL all-purpose yards.
I think he's found a good fit. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's probably the biggest discount in the world if you look at his contract and then what some other running backs are getting paid. But
just getting an opportunity to touch the football. He wasn't getting that in Dallas.
No. I think he had a little chip on his shoulder when he played Dallas.
It's hard to believe that Dallas didn't make good decisions on personnel.
Have you watched them the last 40 years?
It was a joke.
Yeah.
Since the 90s when their Super Bowls are on VHS tapes.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. What about your 49ers, Lewis?
They sucked it.
Did they? Yeah. I didn't actually see the game.
It wasn't good.
No, I'm sorry.
Is that 49ers aren't good or just the Rams are that good?
Oh, no. Dude, we have like 13 or 14 starters that are hurt.
Yeah.
Somehow we've went 6-3 and then now we're 6-4.
Yeah.
There were some terrible games. Like last night, that game was not a good game.
Yeah. No.
Terrible. What about on the college ranks? I saw Carolina won again.
Yeah, against Florida State. Appreciate that.
That would be Clemson. Would
oh,
be
Clemson. Clemson. Sorry.
They both start with a C, though.
That's true. That's true.
Just like Carson.
I was really hoping that they would lose, that North Carolina would lose, because it was close, like 15-20 right before, you know?
Yeah.
They were coming back.
I mean, they beat Stanford, guys. Let's not. I mean, we're all moved on to basketball season. They, Caleb Wilson is him.
That's impressive for Carolina this year.
I mean, we've moved on, and it's full tilt basketball, which I think the ACC is going to have some good teams in it. I think State's basketball is going to be very good. Yep. Obviously, Duke's got, like every year, they're the Reynolds of the college basketball. They've got all the all-stars. Lewis wrote that down and made me say it.
I actually rolled my eyes when he said it.
I will confirm.
But no, just college football. I mean, can we talk about that catch for Indiana?
I saw that. Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Yes, but how about the work of the official to move around and be right on that call and make it correctly?
We're the first ones to call out bad officiating. When we were texting about it, it's like, that was an unbelievable call. In that moment of the game, not even a doubt or a hesitation, and he nailed it.
He was literally you guys can't see, but from me to Lewis, we're sitting side by side. I mean, he's like,
yeah,
and that's a touchdown.
So, I mean, just what a game. Indiana coming back. I mean, you think it's different this year? You know, last year, I mean, they bulldozed everybody, and then Notre Dame was like,
I'm looking forward for the Big 12. Is it Big 12 championship?
Big 10.
Big 10.
Big 10. Big 10. Whatever.
Them versus
Big
Ohio
12
State.
Is Texas Tech, right?
Yeah.
Who destroyed BYU?
Which we called that. We were like, this seems too good to be true.
What was Texas Tech doing in Georgia Tech's uniforms? It said Tech on the front. It's weird.
I don't know. But I do love their coach fighting for their guys. Did y'all see the interview with their head coach was like, he wants their one of their linebackers. He's like, he is the best player in college football. He should be the Heisman. It's like, I didn't know his name. But, yeah. But
well, watch out, because as soon as a coach says something that's negative, they're going to get fined. Have you seen it the last few weeks?
I definitely have. Dabo got fined.
Yeah. So when you're talking about best players, for me, it's the Texas A&M quarterback.
Dude, Marcel Reed, I mean, Texas A&M's had a great year. But I think
a phenomenal receiver to throw it to that they stole. But
You don't think the best quarterback in college football is Arch Manning?
No, but he's doing better.
He's riding that name for everything it's worth.
And that kid had some pressure on him coming in. I feel bad for him, honestly.
Oh, for sure.
2 years of not playing to starter.
Yeah, and then, you know, the whole world based on that name is...
You're the Heisman.
You're the Heisman favorite to start the season. And those teams, they've got to go in and play week in and week out. I mean, that's... You don't really have the learning curve, which I guess, I mean, he practices against those guys, but yeah, tough. But yeah, Texas A&M quarterback, you got the Alabama quarterback, Indiana quarterback, people are loving him for Heisman.
Yeah,
practicing with those guys are a little different when you're not wearing that red little shirt on.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
What about the Virginia Cavaliers with the loss this weekend?
They lost, yeah.
Do they get in the playoffs still at this point? Or
well, Louisville lost too.
Yes, yeah. It's Georgia Tech out of the ACC.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, listen, anything can happen in the ACC right now. Everybody just keeps losing. It's like, it's the winner of the ACC championship. It's the only ACC team getting in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it. Whether it's Georgia Tech or Louisville or Duke or whoever wins their way in, it's not going to be Miami with two losses.
No.
Unless some more crazy stuff happens.
Yeah. I was seeing that they were talking about, I mean, the ACC shouldn't even have a team in it. It's like, I don't want to see that.
Listen, if we're going to give the non-Power 5 a team.
For sure.
Jeez.
For sure.
I'm not even sure why we do that.
Mike, are you so depressed and upset about how the ACC's been treated the last few years?
Yes.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I don't lie. I think there's a lot of SEC bias. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
Now, are they good at football? Yes, but I mean.
Is it changing since everyone has NIL and they're
it's
no
a lot
longer,
more even now.
They're not cheating anymore?
It's a lot more
way
even
more
now.
Even. And people are still going. And I want to remind one of our most loyal listeners, the creator of the Derek Dirty Dozen, but it's like Florida State, when we went BTA on Alabama.
Yeah, and then.
So it's like
been
anything
lost
can happen.
Straight or whatever.
Yes. Yeah,
it's been rough after that.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Mm-hmm. But still, sorry.
It doesn't
Derek.
Matter. We still won.
I mean, that was, and they covered. They were good, great, all of the above, excellent. So,
so let's, and then
you lose to a subpar team, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how about the
State
the
beat Virginia?
The performance of Western North Carolina in high school football.
Man, I tell you what.
What about it, Mike?
What was the Western North Carolina record this week?
Oh, was it 4-1?
No. No. So for the teams we cover, 6-4. So that's good.
First round of the playoffs. If you would have told me that, you know, we get 6 wins, what a great year.
Well, let's be 100% honest. Let's talk about playoffs. I mean, when you're playing teams that are 2-8 and 1-9, and that's the biggest difference right now between the bigger divisions, the bigger conferences. I'm sorry, the bigger like 5A, 6A, 7A.
Yeah, classifications.
You're playing teams, classifications. Thank you. You're playing teams with winning records. The lower classifications, I noticed in 1A, it was either 1A or 2A, there's very few teams in the playoffs with even a winning record.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. This 8A, I guess it's okay, but we need to shrink the playoffs. It's good because you're matching up teams, you're matching up schools with similar size, but it's too many teams in the playoffs.
To every AD out there, you just like took your nails across the chalkboard.
Yeah, you say that, but look at Shelby. They had a home playoff game. Nobody showed up.
No one.
They lost money. We saw the picture on...
The picture was on Twitter. formerly Twitter X. But they were talking about the only people on that side was it East Rutherford that was scouting?
Yes.
Yeah, it was actually only East Rutherford people.
Now, that's a good point you're bringing up here because, you know, we brought this up on the broadcast Friday night over at Reynolds. South Caldwell, you know, they brought a few people over there, but it wasn't packed. I mean, it was what I would have expected to see from a school coming from that far. Reynolds filled out pretty well overall at the end. The beginning was a little light. Chris was making some comments about that, but it actually filled in pretty well. But now, isn't it true that no matter what, let's say whatever that was, all that money, both sides, pools together, and then Coach McCurry has to split half that gate with, is it the other school or is it with the state?
I thought it was NCHSSA.
So there's a portion of it, and it gets more per round. Like, it's maybe it's, and I don't know the numbers.
I think it's 25.
It's 50. Like 10% for the first round, yep, and like 25 for the second, and it goes up that you give to the NCHSAA. That's why no one gets a free pass, and that's why in most cases the price goes up, not at Reynolds because they're already at max price, but the other schools at a normal, so you guys are normally 8.
Correct.
So you got to go it's to 10 actually, we're for actually, playoffs.
Yeah, 8.
Yeah, because they still, all the ADs still have to pay for the security, the yes, officials,
yes,
all that sort of thing.
And
too,
then you got to give some to the other school, and if they're so far away, you have to give them extra, depending on the mileage to get there. Indeed. The playoffs, you don't make a whole lot of money unless you pack out both sides, which is never going to happen.
Well, it would be through concessions, right?
The concessions. That's yeah, the thing. Even in a normal game, concessions, you know, we draw some money.
Yes, but if we're talking, I'm not sure about the other schools, but if we're talking Reynolds Athletics, they're not getting any money from the concessions. It's going to Booster Club. And then they're doling it out to the sports. It's not going to football.
Well, I'm still talking about the school in general. They get that money, you know.
So then your theory then, you're shorten the playoffs, make fewer teams in there. Let's say that plays out, and then you actually have like schools with really good, with good records seeing each other in that first round. Does that improve things financially?
No.
No. Okay.
Yes, absolutely does.
I don't think it does.
Because a better game is going to bring in more people. You're Reynolds and right, you're traveling to a team that's going to be a very close game, you're probably going to feel the visitor side.
How many playoff games were there this week? Do you know?
In town?
We covered 10.
Yeah, I know. But let's across the state. Do you think there was 100?
Oh, man, there was a bunch. 150? I don't know how many.
Which I don't know if we're going to talk about this now, but there was, what did we come up with? There were 78 more teams that made the playoffs this year.
Yeah, so yeah, to the board that makes the decision about playoffs, the NCHSA, right? Well, don't you think they want their 10% from that first round game? Yeah. They don't.
Well, sure.
They get paid either way.
Yeah, they don't give a dang if it's a good game or not.
They get the money off the top.
Yeah. So
yeah,
they're never going to change that.
And you would just have to look and see like what the travel costs are for those teams and stuff.
That's the other piece. Say you're a higher seed. However you look at it. Say you didn't have a great regular season.
Yeah.
So you travel. Let's just say
if you were Madison.
Say you're Madison and you travel. You travel to West Davidson. That's in Lexington, North Carolina.
That's a hike.
That's past Hickory. That's 3 hours easy. For Madison, it's probably 4.5 hours.
Right.
So you travel that distance. Well, let's say you win. You win. Okay. Well, you just spent all the money on bus gas.
Yeah.
Driver, paying somebody to drive the bus. You got to feed them because they're going from the school for 8 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You won. Congratulations. Well, guess what? Next week, you got to go again to the middle of the state. You got to go back to, you know, near Lexington. Another 8 hours round trip. Another feeding the kids. Another paying the bus driver. Yeah, you made a deep run in the playoffs. Great, but it's a lot of money.
Hey, this year, is it the same as last where, like, remember, like, Madison didn't choose to go in, and then there was like three people. It's like, nah, we're good. Can they still do that this year?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't hear of anybody, at least not locally, that did it.
It was just wild last year because like three teams were like, we're good.
Nah, thanks. Because they didn't want to play Reidsville.
Which
nobody wants to go play.
Yeah, and probably with basketball starting too, it's like half their...
Yeah, you got these real small schools.
Real small schools. So many athletes play both. It's like...
Do we really want to go play Mount Heritage and get beat by 60?
Probably. Let's go play North Buncombe basketball or Reidsville.
Right.
Yeah.
So you mentioned West North Carolina. Let's talk a little bit about the MAC. We mentioned them earlier, the Big Four, or the Big Three. TC didn't play 3-0 this week.
Yeah, putting the hammer down too, really.
Yeah. Irwin, Reynolds, Asheville, all getting big wins.
Yes.
I mean, shout out to all of our guys. It's
awesome to see West North Carolina very, very represented.
Cool. Irwin on the road.
Yes. And our statistician, I mean, we could not come up with the last time that those four were in the second round of the playoffs.
So did he say 2007?
Well, hang on. I got some notes. So I had a regular listener message me and say, hey, when was the last time the Big Four all won and you know, moved on? And I said, you know, I don't know. Let me check. So we checked. Derek checked, actually. I was at the racetrack. But we determined that the best year for the MAC, we couldn't find a time when all four moved on. But we did find a time in 07 Asheville lost in the fourth round. Robertson lost in the fourth round. Reynolds lost in the second round. Irwin was 3-8. So then I reminded them, Irwin, it didn't used to be a Big Four. It was Big Three.
Right.
And Irwin was not very good. Now, Irwin turned it around. They're good now. So 2007 was the last time that the MAC had a real good year in the playoffs.
Indeed.
That's good.
So let's talk about the picks. You want to?
Yes.
Please. Please don't.
So three of you guys went 5-5.
Indeed. Yes.
Just all sorts of average.
And one of us, me, went 7-3.
Indeed.
Good for Mike.
7-3. I'm making a comeback here in the playoffs.
What's the overall now, Mike?
You want to know the overall? Well, it's Carson is 67-47. Lewis is still one back, 66-48. Mike, 63-51. Basically, I think it got me away from Pat. I'm not having to buy dinner for sure.
Right.
Pat, 56-58.
He's still not above 500.
I may not catch y'all, but I'm not buying dinner.
What's the phrase of that? You don't have to win the race. You just have to be faster than the slowest camper. Is that it?
Outdo the bear.
I don't have to outrun the bear. I just got to outrun you.
Yeah. That's right. That's not a tall challenge at all.
Is that a short joke? Are you talking about Lewis here?
No.
I could definitely outrun you.
Yes, I'm sure you can.
Okay.
I think I could.
I would hope so. You're a decade younger than me.
I was going to say, I may be the slowest at the table.
No, you're the fastest.
No, with everything I've got, no. You're me not, and Mike will sit there. And
not with that knee.
It's a marathon for us. We will finish.
We'll finish.
We're finishers.
After I trip you.
So let's talk about some games. You want to?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to start in Hendersonville. East Davidson came up to play Hendersonville. Hendersonville, a 46.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
Hendersonville said, you know what? We'll cover 50-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pat and Mike get this one correct. Carson Lewis not riding with the Bearcats.
I just thought it was too many points. And
right.
Boy, I was wrong.
Yep. You know Hendersonville puts up big points against underachieving teams.
For sure.
So
for
quarterback sure. Jerron Ward was 13 of 15 for 211 yards and two touchdowns, while Jordan Buford rushed it 13 times for 80 yards and a touchdown. East Davidson, here's an interesting stat for you, Lewis. They had 66 yards of offense, -1 passing.
Ooh.
-1.
That's tough.
That is tough, right? -1. So Hendersonville gets the big win. Moves on to the second round. Next up. Union Academy headed up to the Valley to take on Owen. Owen, a 7.5-point favorite. Union gets the win, 24-14. Carson, the only one to get this right. No stats on this game, Owen. No stats on this game. What do you got, Lewis?
Yeah, I mean, it was really actually a very good game. Kind of a defensive battle. Although, I mean, we got a couple stops on them, but pretty much it was just kind of slowing them down.
They a running team? Passing team? What do they do?
They're mainly a run team. They do pass a little bit, but it's just like Owen. They want to bait you in, and then hit it over the top. The passing wasn't too bad on us. We could not stop that interior run there. And their kicker, although he had three blocked extra points on this game, he was in Clemson on Saturday. He's going to go to a five-star prospect. Very good young man. Great to talk to. But their running back and their quarterback both fantastic, getting behind some pads and getting 3 or 4 yards. That's basically, I mean, it was kind of our offense, just, you know, 3-4 yards a chunk and then hit a 30-yard pass. Much different game. We had two passes wide open, no one within 20 yards of them. If we'd have caught those, much different game.
Just didn't catch them, or the pass wasn't on target, or what do you got going on?
It was there. Just didn't catch it.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So
that's tough.
This obviously a bummer for Owen to lose there, but you know you have to
still
think
about, it's a good season.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's good memories, good season, but also that's the first time they've hosted a playoff game since when?
11 years, right? Isn't that what we said?
Yes.
So that how did the environment shape up going into that one? But the big festive atmosphere. What was it?
It was. There was a lot of celebration, some fireworks, whether it be school sponsored or not, happened.
Only in the Valley.
The horse trailer entrance was cool. I mean, you know, all day long, just those guys celebrate. It was a very good environment. You know, and maybe, you know, some opinion of Owen football changed over there, you know?
Indeed.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
It's good if that's something you guys can build on.
Yeah.
I know you were looking for 7-3, but 5-5, good year.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I mean, you know.
That's fantastic.
Faircloth turned it around. It's better than getting one or two wins a year.
You got the right guy over there.
100%. Him and his family definitely fit into the Valley.
That's cool. Which I think I mean, you we could we knew it from the first time, but you know, an interview is just an interview. He's actually put the, I mean, he's put the word, he's put the feet, whatever you want to say. The actions have spoke way louder than the words when, you know, when he was interviewed with us and told us how much he wanted to be here. Very exciting stuff. Shout out to Owen for the great year.
For sure.
For sure. Definitely.
And Mike, we were better than Madison, by the way.
You were.
Yep.
But Madison was a great team this week because Madison traveled to West Davidson. West Davidson, a 21.5-point favorite. Madison doesn't get the win, but they covered 21-19. Carson Lewis, Mike, got this one correct. The quarterback for West Davidson, Carson Cornett. He had 71 yards passing and a touchdown, and he rushed it for 161 and two touchdowns. As a team, they rushed it for 252. Madison, no answer for the run game.
I think the number was 11. It might be 12. Is that seniors graduating from Madison this year?
I'm not sure. Is that correct?
I think so.
Okay. So good year for Madison. Next up, East Burke at Tuscola. Tuscola, 13.5-point home favorite. Tuscola does win, 13-6. They do not cover. We all got this one correct. For Tuscola, Jet Bartley, 6 of 9 for 129 and a touchdown. Running back Sam Trantham, 18 carries, 77 yards and a touchdown. And he led the team with 9 tackles. So Tuscola moving on to round 2. They beat East Burke.
Please tell me you talked to Rodney on this next game. Because I want to know how this happened.
Yeah, I mean, Irwin travels to Huss. Huss, a 3.5-point home favorite. Irwin wins 49-21.
Wild.
Nice.
Smoked him. Listen to this. This is the Caden Engel we expected all year. Caden Engel, 22 of 31, 366 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, he also rushed it 7 times for 49 yards and 2 more touchdowns. They had 131 yards rushing as a team. Guys, that's almost 600 yards of offense.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. I was going to say 4 touchdowns, 400 yards for Mr. Engel.
And if you think about like the challenges that that group has went through this year, I'm so happy that they won that game.
It makes it harder to choose this week because are they rolling now?
Yeah, well, that's hard to say.
You get a first round playoff win and you're rolling.
Maybe so, but I mean, I'm just so happy for that group to advance.
Absolutely. Pat and Mike, only ones who got this right. I'm glad you're happy for them, but you didn't choose it.
That's true.
I'm just kidding. You know that. So next up, East Rowan at West Henderson. West, a 27.5 home point, 27.5 home favorite. That's hard for me to say, Lewis.
Indeed.
West gets the win 42-7. Smoked them. We all got it correct, and there are no stats on this game. People holding out for round 2, aren't they?
Well, they don't want to put the stats out.
Freaking football coaches.
Yeah.
They'll put them out like
Which didn't Friday we talk morning. About with a coach? It's like, isn't it a thing that you send your video, your
tape, yes.
You send your tape and they send.
Well, it doesn't have to be like official game. It could be 1 week this year. I'm not going to mention the name of the team. It is up north of us, though. They gave us like a practice, like 3-play film.
I love that. Did y'all send your 2-hand touch scrimmage film from, was it last year?
I think that was two years ago.
So next up, Smoky Mountain at Forest Hills. Forest Hills, a 21.5-point favorite. Well, Forest Hills wins 40-28. For Smoky Mountain, running back Riley Smith, 36 carries for 246 yards and 2 touchdowns. Not enough, but Forest Hills gets the win. None of us got this right. None of us. Next up, North Henderson at North Davidson, the Battle of the Norths. North Davidson, a 7.5-point home favorite. Well, they win 46-8. Oof. Carson Lewis got this one correct. Parker Willis, 19 carries, 130 yards for the Knights of North.
Was this the game? Did you call an outside? Did you call an outright victory by North?
I may have. I said North Henderson will win this game.
But I'm shocked at the score. I mean, for sure. I mean, if you would have told me 10-14, I mean. They must have not got anything going. And only, was it 8 points, did you say?
7.5, yeah.
That's almost. No, but what did North finish with?
Yeah, 46-8.
Poof. It's tough.
Probably scored late.
I was going to say with some second strings or backups. I know that happened quite a bit. I had a coach text me and want to let me know that it would have been a shutout.
Thanks, coach.
Which I love him. That's my boy.
So Western Guilford at Asheville High. Asheville High, 12.5-point home favorite. Asheville gets the win, and they cover, guys, 42-7. Carson did not pick his boys, but Lewis and Mike got this one correct.
I did not.
Quarterback Tay Williams, 4 of 9 for 50 yards and an interception. Carson, they won 42-7, and you went against them. You weren't even in the ballpark.
If you would have told me that Tay Williams went 4 for 9, for how many yards?
50.
With an interception?
Yeah. Let me give you the rest of the stats.
Okay.
203 yards rushing as a team. On defense, they had 3 sacks, 2 interceptions, and 2 fumble recoveries. They returned a fumble for a touchdown and an interception for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Defense.
Talk about, I mean, we know the defensive guy. Talk about dialing them up. I mean, can we give them a shout out now?
We've been talking about how good their defense is all year.
Yeah, since the beginning.
Every week.
No.
That's not true.
No, but Cardillo had him dialed in this week.
He did, and he's going to have them dialed in again this week as well.
For sure, but we're talking about last week.
Yeah, man, their defense played great. From what I understand, fumble recovery, Asheville scores right off the bat, and they were just rolling from there.
I mean,
just broke their spirit early.
Indeed.
All right, now we're going to let Pat talk. He hadn't talked yet for any of these games. This is his time to shine. You ready, Pat?
No.
If viewers need to use the bathroom, this is a great time.
Agony.
So South Caldwell traveled up to Reynolds. Old conference rivals, by the way. Rockets a 38.5-point favorite. Pat and Mike chose the Rockets, and they win 56-0. They were up 42-0 at halftime. Colton Reimer played quarterback. He was 4 of 6 for 119 and 2 touchdowns. They had 202 yards rushing, 7 players combined to do that. They also had 2 sacks, 2 interceptions, a fumble recovery, an interception for a touchdown, and a fumble for a touchdown. Is all that right, or did I make it up?
That all sounds right to me.
So give us the details. I mean, South Caldwell, a powerhouse.
I will talk about the pleasant surprise, I think, that we all had, certainly when we were doing the broadcast on Friday night, was, it's no secret, Reynolds has really struggled this year with the penalties, you know, the mental errors, the false starts, the holding, the unsportsmanlike conduct, that kind of stuff. And it's always been a challenge for them to get out ahead of the sticks again. They were able to do it sometimes, sometimes not so much. When they were playing South Caldwell, they played the best I've seen as far as those mental errors. They didn't have any. It was fantastic to actually see them be disciplined and execute and that kind of thing.
Makes it a lot easier when you're not going backwards.
Yeah, it really does. And the athletes in space, it's just, once they got out in space and got the edge, the Reynolds athletes just shone. I mean, it was just fantastic. And I mean, there was one drive where it looked like South Caldwell might actually start being able to put something together in the first half. And the kid took off left and was trying to make a gain around the edge. And he ran into Stacyon Taylor. And, he was going to get tackled. But what happened was Stacyon just basically ripped the ball out of the kid's arms and ran it back for a touchdown the other way, all the way down the field.
Stacyon led the team in tackles this week, by the way.
Yeah, he laid the lumber a few times, too. It was some significant contact from that young man, so he's definitely stepping up here as late. I really am excited to see how they can continue that performance against, they go to Charlotte Catholic this week, but I was really pleased to see them execute on all cylinders. You know, they had you all brought up, I think last week too, the quarterback Hall of Field that got hit really hard in the TC game. Obviously he did not play this week,
correct?
Understandably so, because he got knocked pretty good. Reimer stepping back in, you know, I think that experience that he had obviously during the regular season is parlaying out into the playoffs here. At least it did against South Caldwell. Hopefully it'll present itself again this week against Charlotte Catholic. We'll see. But
are you saying Reimer's playing quarterback again this week?
I don't know. They don't tell me anything. I'm eager to see myself. I'm basing all that on assumption. I have no clue.
Are you willing to call Coach Laws right now?
No.
During the show and ask him?
Absolutely not. That man has enough on his plate than to hear from me.
Okay. Well, we tried. We tried, guys.
I mean, I would like Pat to elaborate on what's on his plate. You know,
Coach, he's in the freaking playoffs.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that is kind of a big thing.
Okay, for sure.
It was crazy though,
sitting there holding, and we laugh, like, you know, we call whenever you make a pick, and it's like you're holding that ticket. It's like, I know that we don't actually have the physical ticket like at a casino or anything, but it's like you're sitting there with the South Caldwell 38.5 ticket, point ticket, and then it's 14-0 in two plays, like 5 seconds.
It was quick.
Yeah. And I was like, the live line just moved to 52, and it's like, I liked him at 38. I may double down at 52. It wasn't enough.
So I was not at a game. Got some family in town. We were sitting in the driveway with a fire going, and it was a race between who was at the Reynolds game? So who was sending me? Oh, Derek was sending Reynolds scores. So
yeah,
it was a race between Derek and Sam. It was like 7-0, 7-0, 14-0, 14-0. I'm like, whoa, you guys are blowing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an exciting time, though.
Yeah, it was two plays on offense for Reynolds, and they were up 14-0. So.
Mm. Wow. All right, you guys want to talk about round two, or is there anything you want to talk about round one, or what you got?
I think we go to round two. I mean,
yep.
When you guys think of round two, do you guys think, like, without looking at the spreads, I know we know them, but do you think there's going to be some closer matchups?
I think there's some closer ones. Also, all the bye teams. Now get to whip some honey.
Because right? It kind of makes you forget about the teams that were on a bye.
Right.
So we got some teams that were off last week, and we'll talk about, you know, rest versus rust, where it's like there's some big spreads out there.
Only three teams with single-digit spreads.
That's correct. Right. So Michael will go through them. But
somebody's taking belt.
Putting some thoughts in the listeners' heads. It's like you would think round two, you know, probably got all the lopsided games out of the way. No, we've got some.
Yeah. We'll have some in the third round, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of the playoffs. Less teams in the playoffs is, you know, all of them would be closer games. That doesn't automatically make the case.
We don't have to give everybody a bye. Why don't we just drop 6-8 teams and start with everybody playing?
Boom.
I mean, that's step one.
I would vote, Mike, for you for high school sports commissioner.
Well, I mean,
Pat just almost said something. Go ahead, Pat.
What do you got? No, I agree. I think you should. Okay. I like Mike for high school commissioner.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about this week. We're going to start with a team we also talked about last week, Forest Hills, 9-2, taking on Franklin, 8-2. Franklin, a 10.5-point home favorite. Franklin had a bye last week, and they haven't lost in the last 5 weeks. Forest Hills from Marshville, North Carolina, and they beat Smoky Mountain last week, 40-28. Franklin beat Smoky Mountain, 26-8. For Forest Hills, they're going to rush the ball. They rush it for 148 yards a game, and they're led by their running back, Kylan Polk. 100 yards a game and 14 touchdowns on the year. Like I said, Franklin, a 10.5-point home favorite. Lewis, who are you taking here?
Franklin. I mean, they've got me a lot of points this year. I'm going to go with Franklin again.
Carson?
I don't think it's going to be much rust. I think that I'm going to obviously tag along with Lewis here, pick Franklin. I think that hopefully the Franklin coaching staff probably was at that game. Would y'all guess a lot of these teams with byes were at the game?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so hopefully they kind of saw what they needed to do. And I expect Franklin big here.
So I was in Franklin this week, and all the excavation is still fully underway over at that school. It is a complete, you know, just mess back there, what they're doing. They're going to get to host this first-round playoff game at Western Carolina University.
That'd be second round.
Second round playoff game.
Are they doing it on Thursday?
I don't know. I'm assuming they're doing it at Western. It's Friday. That's why they've been playing all of them. Yeah.
It is Friday. Because they've normally been doing it on Thursday, right?
When Western has a home game on Saturday.
I got you.
So, yeah, and they've been very gritty this year. So I'm sticking with Franklin on this one. I think they're going to get this done. Plus, the idea of playing a playoff game in a stadium.
In like a college
that would be
stadium.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Do you think the college girls are coming to that game?
I have no idea, Lewis. I'm 56 years old. I have the foggiest idea what college girls do.
You have a daughter that was just in college.
Yeah.
He has a daughter?
I do.
I don't believe it or not.
I love it when Pat uses Carson's words.
Yeah.
They're gritty. That's Carson's word.
Is it?
That's my word. I established that to the pod, and I'm so you use it, dude. That is a word that is not patented.
That is
by
homage
me.
To you. Then dude. You may take it that way now, as
honestly,
my homage to
it,
man that knows how to ball,
dude. When you said it, I was like, I literally got warm inside. I was like,
you should. You're a baller.
Pat would not have said that years ago.
That
imagine
was that was like, the Irish whiskey you're drinking.
I like no. that. Pat's words make Carson warm inside.
Yeah, they do.
So all next right. up, we have what could be a fantastic football game.
Mike, can you give your pick?
Oh, yeah. I'm also going to take Franklin. Okay. Just make it a clean sweep right there.
Yeah. All right. Good
Sorry,
deal.
I
Thank
thought
you.
I already
no, you're
did
good.
That. I was thinking it. So next up, Hendersonville 9-2 traveling to Lincolnton. Lincolnton 8-2 on the year. Lincolnton a 2.5-point home favorite. Closest spread of the week here. For Lincolnton, they had a bye last week. Their losses came to Maiden and Stuart Kramer, and they averaged 40 while giving up 18 this year. They have a dual threat quarterback, Rashad Lynch. He throws it for 200 yards a game and has thrown for 24 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He's also the leading rusher at 76 yards a game with 8 touchdowns. For Hendersonville, they beat 1-10 East Davidson last week. On the year, they're scoring 44 while giving up 14.
Did you say 1-10?
That's exactly what I said.
How'd they play 11 games?
Well, after the game, they were 1-10. They were 1-9 going
in. I got you. All right.
So their 11th game was last week. So anyway, 44-14 and 40-18, so very similar. So then I was like, let's look at strength of schedule. So strength of schedule, Lincolnton 261 while Hendersonville 305. So pretty similar there as well. Carson?
I'm glad you get to go first.
You taking the Hendersonville Bearcats or are you going Lincolnton here?
Well, if I could put U.S. currency on this, I would put it on the over. I would hammer the over.
This is an 80-point
game. This is an 80-point game. But I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to go with Lincolnton. The cover and winning by more.
So they're going to win by at least a field goal.
Yep. Huh? Yep. All right. That's what I've got.
Patrick, what do you think?
I'm Homer. You guys know that. Give me Hendersonville.
Hendersonville has had a fantastic year. They can score points in a hurry. This is their year. They're winning this one.
This game or the state?
This game.
Okay.
They're not going to beat Mount Heritage. Go ahead, Lewis.
Hendersonville has been one of those teams I'm about 500 on the year with. I just can't trust them, and then sometimes they just overachieve what I think
they've only lost two games.
I know, but it's been the spread, not the losses.
They've had big spreads this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
They've been heavily favored in a lot of games.
But as you can see from my sheet, I'm obviously picking Hendersonville.
I do see you circled it. Okay. So we're all in the Hendersonville except?
I'm on an island. Yeah. I'm going to have to look up a Lincoln. Do you guys know the mascot for Lincolnton?
No, but there's like four Lincoln County teams.
North Lincoln, East Lincoln, West Lincoln.
Next up, we have West Lincoln, 6-5, traveling to Mount Heritage, 9-1. Mount Heritage, a 34.5-point home favorite. Of course, Mount Heritage on a bye last week. For West Lincoln, they won against North Wilkes, 42-13. They average 31 yards per game through the air. So they're an air raid team. But they rush it for 279, and they're led by their running back, Ponder, who rushes for 91 yards a game and has 11 touchdowns on the year. They score 32 while giving up 30. That's why they're 6-5. Patrick, what are you thinking?
Yeah, you're good. You need. I'm gonna punt.
Hold on.
Hold on. Can we clip that?
Yeah.
I think Pat just had a stroke. Somebody call 911.
I think I just had a seizure.
Just text you and you got all distracted?
Yeah, I got distracted. Punt. Back to me.
Hang on. Watch
as
this.
As well spoken as Pat is, that is the most incredible moment of behind the beard today.
Yeah. All right. Let's try.
Bleep bleep bleep. That's all, folks.
West Lincoln Mount Heritage, a 34.5-point home favorite, Pat. What you think?
My concern with this game as I was staring at it was,
stalking.
You know Mountain Heritage is going to win this, but 34.5 points is a whole lot
of
points.
That is a lot of points.
So that's kind of the wrestling match I've got in my head with it. That's why I wanted to hear what you guys were going to talk about, since my record is irrelevant in this conversation. I'd like to not be the first one to go in this
Too
one.
Too bad. You're on the rotation, bud.
I'm crying. He didn't think that he was going first.
I didn't. I was sitting there waiting to hear from you.
Yeah. We go around the table every week. Man. It's the same thing. Agony. I know you skip a lot, but...
I do skip a lot.
Pat is drinking a Diet Mountain Dew for everybody to...
That is true.
Visual.
Yes.
All right, give me Mountain Heritage.
Wow, he's pretty confident on that one.
I know they're going to win. I'm just worried about the spread at 34.5.
Mountain Heritage wins by 50.
100%. They're very good against a running team.
So that's what I wrote down. I didn't say it, but that's what I wrote down.
Yeah. If you're going to beat Mountain Heritage, it's going to be through the air.
This is the kind of matchup that favors Mount Heritage. Because they're a running team. They can stop the run.
And anytime they want to score... Cason Jones.
But you know what? I thought maybe athletes, they struggle against athletes. I mean, they beat Hendersonville. So, yeah. I don't know. Mount Heritage.
They got it.
Very good. Mount Heritage and a landslide. Clean sweep.
Yeah. Okay. We're all on Mount Heritage.
Good job, Pat.
Thank you. I managed to belch it out after all.
That means we're getting that one wrong. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
So next up, West Iredale, 6-5, travels to Pisgah, 7-3. Pisgah, a 6.5-point home favorite. They had a bye last week. Their last game was a double overtime loss to Brevard. For West Iredale, in the middle of the year, I was looking at their schedule. They won their last two. But before that, guys, they lost 5 in a row. So they won 4, lost 5, and then won 2.
Did they make a personnel change or anything? Could you figure that out?
I don't know that.
Okay.
For them, quarterback Patterson, 123 yards a game, 9 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. Running back Mario Spencer, 102 yards a game. In 7 games this year, he's rushed for over 100 yards. For strength of schedule, West Iredale 121, Pisgah 215. Pat, you're looking at me weird. I don't know what's going on.
I'm hanging on your every word.
As are the viewers, because you're taking forever on them pauses. But go ahead.
Pisgah, 6.5-point home favorite. You know what? West Iredale wins this game. I'm going West Iredale.
Mm.
Wow.
Go ahead, Lewis.
Now, Pisgah, unlike Franklin, we started off real hot on them, and then they kind of got a little weak.
Remember, they're 7-3.
I know, but like the 3 games. Mm.
Brevard?
No, Pisgah.
Yeah,
Pisgah.
No, but they lost to Brevard is one of their losses. It,
what, quadruple overtime?
Yeah.
Double.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm still going to pick Pisgah. But I mean, I'm just saying, they went from the toughest team in the metaverse.
That's right.
No, most physical.
Most physical. That's
but
right.
I am also going to echo Lewis. I'm going with Pisgah. I got Pisgah by 2 touchdowns here.
Now, all of the embellishment that this program woefully provides sometimes. The quote at the beginning was that they were the most physical team at that jamboree, and that's all I said. That has evolved to the metaverse.
That included Reynolds, by the way.
That did include
Reynolds. Well, they were at that time in that jamboree. I would agree that was true.
Still are.
I don't know that I would make that case now. But now I am going to take the Pisgah Bears. I think they're going to get this
Pat
done.
Pat doesn't have a choice after he got called out on Facebook.
Yeah. That's all right. You know,
of your income comes from that territory?
Don't answer that.
You see him?
He definitely was about to say 40%.
All right. So next up, Pisgah's rival Tuscola, 6-5, travels to 7-3 Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant, a 17.5-point home favorite. They've won 5 of their last 6. They had a bye week last week, and they do not put any stats up. For Tuscola, last week they beat East Burke 13-6. Lewis, what are you thinking?
You know, Tuscola has been that like lukewarm team all year.
And, 6-5, so yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, at times you think they really have it, other times you don't. They did have a get right game last week against an inferior team, but they're once again getting ready to meet some stiff competition. I'm going to Mount Pleasant.
Carson.
You're going to Mount Pleasant?
Yes, he'll be there.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to be with Lewis. I'm going to go to Mount Pleasant with Mount Pleasant and their cover here. They win big.
I think so too.
I think there's trouble in.
Well, we all seen the social media stuff. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Went viral.
Went viral. It definitely did.
Everybody's. Oh, yeah. We're not going to go deep into that, but.
Just, it's out there.
Yeah, it's definitely out
go
there.
Go check it out.
Pat?
I agree with your assessment on this. It was kind of. A little bit lukewarm for them this year. But I think Mike was the one that brought it up a few weeks ago that they had kind of that pattern going where they'd win one and they'd lose one. And I fear that may bear out again here a little bit. And I think I'm going to have to go with Mount Pleasant, but I am pulling for Tuscola.
Very nice. Do the Pisgah people know you're pulling for Tuscola?
Well, I don't know.
They do
I'm
now.
Pulling for them, too.
He has a big T on his chest. It's weird.
I do not.
Wait till he goes to the sauna.
Guys, when you see him, ask him to show your... Show
him the T?
Show him the T tattoo he has on his arm for Tuscola.
I have no T on my arm.
All right. Wes Stokes, 5-6, travels to Brevard. Lewis, can you tell me where Wes Stokes is? What city?
Is it Stokes?
No, that's the county.
Oh, okay. I do not know. Go ahead.
When I think of where they're from, I think of Pat.
Why?
Is it near Charlotte with a lot of money?
No, it's King, North Carolina, and he's got the same amount of money as a King.
I got you.
So anyway, Brevard, a 39.5-point home favorite. For West Stokes, they beat Forbush last week, 39-3.
Forbush?
Forbush, yeah.
Not Threebush.
Nope, Forbush. They've won four in a row. They do not put up any stats. Strength of schedule, very similar. Low 200s. Carson, does Brevard cover here?
Yeah, I think they do. I think the Brevard just... Those big spreads last week kind of opened my eyes where it's when the teams are that inferior. I think Brevard is going to want to get a lot of people in on the action with them having the off week last week. And I think Brevard wins big.
Is it my turn now, Mike?
Yes, go right ahead.
Thank you. I'm going to jump in here. So I think Brevard's going to win this game. Of that, I don't have any doubt, but I don't think they're going to cover. So I'm taking the points in West Stokes.
All right. West Stokes, I think it's Brevard. I think they win big. Lewis?
I was almost going to do exactly what Pat did.
Do it. Do it. But it's
do
the
it.
Right call.
Do it, Lewis.
It's the right call,
stop picking
Lewis.
The same games
it's
as
the
me.
It's the right call.
But then Pat did that, so I'm going to have to pick Brevard.
Wow.
I've been there.
Hey, but Brevard has, like, they've struggled to cover late last season and the season before, so I don't know, but I am going to go Brevard.
They're coming off a bye week.
Yeah, I mean, they got healthy. They're focused. Watched a lot of film. They're good to go.
All right. Next up, West Henderson, 7-4, travels to East Lincoln. East Lincoln, a 33.5-point favorite. They are 9-1 on the year. Pat, did you know that East Lincoln is in Denver, North Carolina?
I did not.
Not Colorado.
Yes, I wasn't even aware there was a Denver, North Carolina.
It's on the other side of Hickory.
Wow. Ah. Wow.
Well, I am a transplant.
I thought he was about to say something else.
You're trans?
So their transplant. Only, their only loss was to Hickory, 31-28. Their bye week was Thanksgiving, was Halloween, and then they had a bye in the first round of the playoffs. So they haven't played in 2 weeks.
A lot of time to rest and prepare.
And get rusty.
Well, and get rusty.
But the preparation, though.
All right, hang on. East Lincoln scores 47 a game while giving up 18. They're led by senior quarterback Grant Lawless, 250 yards a game through the air with 31 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions. Wide receiver Dollar, 100 yards a game in catches, 18 touchdowns. He has over half the touchdown catches on the season for East Lincoln. Last week, West Henderson beat East Rowan 42-7. Patrick? What are you thinking here?
Give me West Henderson and the points, please.
Lewis?
Oh, no. You're next, buddy. No, sir.
This is easy. East Lincoln wins by probably 45. Go ahead, Lewis.
I agree with you, Mike.
Is it just because Pat chose West?
Yes.
I'm glad we're playing this game. This is great.
Carson, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going.
West burns us every time we don't pick them. You
correct,
know that.
And I'm going with West Henderson and the boys covering, and I had my chance to pick up a game on Lewis, and I just capitalized.
No, we're now two games different.
I'm picking up a game on
right
you
here.
In this
oh,
game.
For
right
sure,
here in
for
this
sure,
moment. I live in the moment
for
right
sure.
now.
I live in the moment. All right, next up, we're heading to the MAC. Irwin 4-7 at 8-2 South Point. South Point, a 38.5-point home favorite. South Point beat TC 34-6. Irwin lost 42-22. South Point beat Huss 53-6. Irwin beat Huss 49-21. South Point only throws for 32 yards a game, but they rush it for 310 yards a game and 47 touchdowns. They're led by sophomore running back Kavion Pless, 144 yards a game on the ground and 21 touchdowns. They've won four in a row. They average 36 points a game while giving up 14. For Irwin, they've won two in a row. They're rolling. Last week, they looked like the Irwin that we thought they could be. Who's first here? Is it me?
It's you.
Irwin. I think Irwin stays within the points here. I think, listen, South Point's a fantastic team, but they're going to run the ball. And even if Irwin doesn't win, they're gonna stay within 38 now.
I think so, too. And Irwin, I think they do defend the run better than the pass, especially with their injuries and all that. So I'm going to go with Irwin.
Carson.
I mean, yeah. I hate picking the same game as you guys, but I do think Irwin got some mojo last week. I think morale has to be super high. And so I'm going to go with Irwin keeping it within 39 points.
Patrick?
That is the correct call.
Listen, Irwin could win this game.
I really hope they do.
I do. I hope they do too, especially after the battles they've had this year.
That interview with Coach Pruitt, I mean, it's just all the stuff they've went through and trying to find the leader, trying to find the guys who's going to make the plays.
Parsons' their neighbor.
Schedule, yes, the neighbor. He probably hates me because I haven't picked him much this year, but...
He texted me earlier and said he didn't like you that much. That's why I didn't come over.
Well, guess what?
No, I made that up. He did not say that.
Your boy is picking you right here.
Your boy.
Yep.
That's a surefire way that we're not going to get that pick.
Man. Dang it.
No, but, I got Irwin keeping it within the points.
This is going to be a smash mouth game, right? I mean, this is what we're talking about. This other team doesn't really do a lot of passing.
So, South Point. They're going to run the ball. Run. Irwin, opposite. They're going to be pass.
Yeah. Do we know what the Mountain Heritage, what was Mountain Heritage Irwin score?
The ice machine.
So for the Irwin Mountain Heritage game, Mountain Heritage won 30-15.
Okay.
Carson's refreshing our ice in our glasses. It's okay. No, it's fine.
All right.
It's fine. So 30-15.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, they're Irwin can hang with them. If they hang around long enough, they're liable to get the win here.
Well, I certainly hope that happens. That would be fantastic. That would be great for Western North Carolina, too.
I agree. So next up in the MAC, we have Asheville, 6-5 at Northern Guilford. Northern Guilford, a 17.5-point home favorite. Pat, do you know where Northern Guilford is located?
I would assume in Guilford, but north of it.
Guilford County. Do you know what city that is?
No.
Carson?
Greensboro, maybe?
Yeah, oh, look at Pat. Ding, ding, ding.
Greensboro. Wow. Geography.
He can't ever let me get anything.
All right, so I've got some. Hang with me here. I got a few stats. So for Northern Guilford, they score 31 while giving up 17. They start 9 seniors on offense and 10 seniors on defense. They have 2 fantastic wide receivers and a running back who can get it done. Wide receiver, the quarterback is going to sling it, and he can run it. On D, both corners are very good. Their only loss, Pat, you may be familiar with this team, East Forsyth.
Indeed, and East Forsyth is a juggernaut.
So their senior quarterback, Kemp, 145 yards a game, 17 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. Senior running back, Akers, 108 yards a game with 14 touchdowns. Senior wide receiver, Morrison, 11 touchdowns on the year. Senior linebacker Chance Cruz, 13 tackles a game. They forced 13 interceptions and 19 fumbles in 10 games. Their defense can get it done. For Asheville, right now it's all about confidence. They've had some close games.
Yes.
That they've won. They've had some blowouts. Like last week they've won. For Asheville, they have to have steady drives and prevent big plays, in my opinion. They need to turn this game into a dogfight. Carson, what are you hearing on this one?
It's not necessarily what I'm hearing. It's what my gut says. And I've got Asheville keeping it within 17.5 points.
Are they going to win?
I think if Asheville limits the big plays, they take care of the football.
That's the key.
That's the key.
Northern Guilford scores on big plays.
Big plays. They score on big plays. And let's not dismiss Northern Guilford. They've got talent all over the field.
What'd you say, Pat?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. They've got several kids going to play at the next level.
How many did you say? I think it was 7, right?
Yeah, there were 6 or 7 for sure.
6, 7?
Yep, 6, 7. Somewhere in there. Ugh, 6, 7.
Us old people are like, whatever.
Yeah. But no, I got Asheville keeping it within. Keeping it within the points. I'm hoping. I think for those guys, if it can be a game going into the fourth quarter, I mean, that would be awesome. So that's what I'm pulling for. I'm picking with my heart, picking with my insider information. So that's what I'm doing.
Asheville's headed to round 3. Pat?
So my concerns with this, obviously, I would like to see Asheville win this game, clearly.
Right.
My concerns are this. You have 22 players on a football field. For Northern Guilford, what you just said.
Yeah, they got a lot of seniors.
They have 19 of the 22 that are seniors.
Yep, correct.
And Asheville is young by definition.
Whoa. Freshman, sophomores only at this point.
And that's the other question I have. They have this great game last week. Do we get some people back off the injured list, or is it still just a a bit of a mess over there with some injuries.
We don't need them.
Pat, even more important than bringing people back, they gain confidence.
Yeah, well, obviously.
This could be a team of destiny.
Well, I certainly hope so. I'd like to see them do very well here.
So Pat's taking Nashville. Lewis?
I am taking Asheville.
No, wait. I thought you were taking the other team. Are you really taking Asheville?
I would like to take Asheville.
Even
I'm going to follow Carson's.
Seniors?
Even with all the seniors, I'd like to see Asheville because of the confidence and because, doggone it, they need to go down there and represent.
I feel like I talked Pat into that pick.
I do too.
I didn't mean to, Pat.
You didn't. I was leaning that way.
I'm actually very glad.
If anybody pulled my way, it was Carson's sympathetic and empathetic plea for the Asheville Cougars to get it done there. I heard him do it. So that swayed me more than your blather, Mike Anderson. It was Carson Jones.
Oh, I like hearing that. That's gritty, Pat. That's so gritty.
Sometimes I re-listen to the podcast and I find myself cutting Pat off. Pat, I want to apologize.
You should. Don't ever cut me off.
I'm bad to do it. Go ahead, Lewis.
I'm going with the seniors, the experience, North Guilford.
Yeah, of course you are.
All right. There it is.
Yeah.
We got two more games, guys. Next up, this is the best game being played in Western North Carolina, Buncombe County, this week.
I agree.
Pat, are we going?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
I'm definitely going. Kings Mountain, 7-4 at T.C. Robertson, 7-3. Robertson, a 2.5-point home underdog. T.C., of course, didn't play last week. For Kings Mountain, their losses, their four losses, Charlotte Catholic, 28-21, Ashbrook, 43-7, South Point, 35-0, and Crest, Carson. They lost to Crest, 70-0.
Ooh.
On the year, they're scoring 28 while giving up 26. That's probably a little skewed by a 70-0 win, wouldn't you say, Pat?
Indeed.
They're led by their sophomore quarterback, Bell. 168 yards a game, 20 touchdowns, but 11 interceptions. Senior running back, Dry, 110 yards a game and 7 touchdowns. They beat 2-8 Ben L. Smith and all his family members 28-14 last week. Kings Mountain 5-1 at home, but Pat, they're only 2-3 on the road.
Indeed, they are. They got to come up the mountain.
They got to come up here. So, strength of schedule, I'll go ahead and give you that while we're talking about it.
That'd be good to know, Mike.
Kings Mountain 69, TC 123, 123rd. So, I'm going to let you pick here.
So, here are my thoughts on this, Mike. TC obviously putting it together late, able to beat AC Reynolds for the title. That was a big confidence booster, obviously, for them. Power to them. They get the week off to get ready for Kings Mountain. Kings Mountain is obviously a dominant powerhouse, maybe not quite as powerful this year as they have been in prior years.
You can't talk about that defense, 70-0. Oof.
But you and I saw that AC Reynolds TC game, and I think you and I had the same conclusion. The defense struggled a little bit from time to time with TC in that game, and that could bear out here as well. So I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to take TC because I think they've got it putting together there on their offensive side of the ball. But they're going to have to have a good defensive stand as well.
Yeah, I mean, my concern. You remember watching the first half? TC up 14-0.
Yeah,
everything got a little conservative. Things got a little tight. And the next thing you know, Reynolds is right back in the ball game.
Yes.
I think they can get the early lead here. But Kings Mountain is experienced enough in big games that they will not. But if you take your foot off the gas against Kings Mountain, they're going to beat you.
Yeah.
Even though I say that, I'm taking TC. I think TC wins this game at home. They are better than they were the first part of the year.
Absolutely.
They're a really good team right now. They've had a week off to rest. TC Robertson gets the win. They're also moving to round three. Lewis.
Mike, I agree with everything you just said. TC's much better team in the second half of the year. They figured out the quarterback. They figured out the scheme. They've got all that down. I'm going with TC.
Carson.
Yeah, I'm not overthinking it. The home team, quarterback, the MAC champion, the Superior Conference. I'm going to go with
Superior Conference.
Sorry, I had to get a rise
one
out of Lewis.
One more dig.
I had to get a rise out of Lewis. God, but I'm going to go with TC Robertson here, advancing and covering.
I think so as well. So last up, the Rockets of AC Reynolds, 7-4, are traveling to 6-4 Charlotte Catholic. I have seen a Charlotte Catholic Reynolds game. It was at Reynolds. Were you around back then?
Probably not.
Who won that game, Mike?
Were you there, Lewis? I think we were there together.
I think we were.
Charlotte Catholic won.
Yeah, they did.
So Charlotte Catholic, a 17.5 point home underdog.
Was this the fumble?
I'm sorry, a 17.5 point home favorite.
Was this the fumble?
No.
No,
that was a domination.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte Catholic is not a run, not a passive team. They're going to line up two tight ends and run it right at you. Generally, that's how they were back then. Their four losses. I want to give you their four losses. You've probably heard of some of these teams. They lost to Providence Day, 32-7.
Sure.
They lost to Weddington, 12-7.
Do you know Weddington, Pat?
I am aware of Weddington.
Okay.
They lost to Sun Valley, 21-0. Reynolds fans are very familiar with Sun Valley, 21-0. They lost to Marvin Ridge, 7-3. They had a bye week last week. Charlotte Catholic, that's a tough place to play. They only throw it for 50 yards a game, two touchdowns, seven interceptions. But they rush it for 207 yards a game as a team, and they're led by their senior running back, Nolan, 103 yards a game and 13 touchdowns. Pat, you want to go ahead and choose the Rockets?
Of course I'm going to choose the Rockets. Let's go Reynolds, right? So I think that the momentum that they're going to carry forward after their performance against South Caldwell is going to bear out pretty well.
Yeah,
I think you've got a Brian Craig defense back there will bend but won't break, just like it's been all season long. And whatever adjustments need to be made will be made, but they're going to stand tall and they're going to smash mouths in there. I think there's going to be a lot on Stacyon Taylor. I think he's going to show up and represent and show how physical the Mountains can be. And I think you potentially, if they try to throw it over the top, and it doesn't sound like they're very good at that, they're going to find out Zion Ikeem's back there, and he's demonstrated his ability to be able to intercept the ball and run it back. And then you get our athletes out in space. They're fast, and they're good. I like the Rockets. Let's go.
I agree with Pat's assessment. It's a pretty good one, but I am taking Charlotte Catholic to win this one big. I just don't think the Rockets can stay within 17.5. Charlotte Catholic, like I said, it's a tough place to play. They're very physical. They're very good at what they do. It's a private school, sort of.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a part patriarchal. Say the word.
Patriarchal?
There you go. It's a patriarchal school. They can only recruit in a certain area.
Or is it parochial you're looking for?
I don't know. Lewis, who are you going with?
There's no guess here. I mean, Charlotte Catholic, they're a real football team. They are the standard. And
Lewis is also Catholic, by the way.
Yeah, oh, definitely. 100% Catholic back from my Ireland days. Love it. But I'm going with Charlotte Catholic.
Yeah, me and Pat are sticking together this week. And I don't think you guys are giving enough credit to the Brian Craig-led defense where teams got one, you know, their one strength is running the ball. It's like, you don't think Reynolds is going to try and push the right buttons to stop that run?
I don't know. You're one game away from retirement. You tell me.
I'm just saying with Caden Ray and the athletes and stuff, I think that Reynolds can have some splash in this game. And I would not be shocked if they are not in this game late looking to win outright.
Hey, just remember.
I agree.
Hold on a minute. Just remember, you picked a team to win this week that almost lost to Inca.
This is playoffs, dude.
Okay.
No. This is the standards time.
Sure.
Charlotte Catholic is just...
They're too good.
They're too good. Okay, we'll see.
Charlotte Catholic is the high power version of Mount Heritage. They do what they do really well. They're going to line up a two-tight. They're going to run it right at you. They're going to have D1 athletes all over the field.
Definitely.
They're going to challenge you as a man on that line.
I'm just telling you,
line's ready.
The Reynolds defense will be ready.
I hope so.
Okay, we'll find out. So that's it. That's it for our games this week. So, all that's left, Pat, I think you know what's left. The fun question.
The fun question. I think I've got a good one for you guys this week. Let's say it's your team and you're getting ready to compete maybe for the state title against whoever, right? It's your team that you're a fan of. You're not the coach. But you're in charge, Mike. You inspired this question when it was brought up earlier that maybe Mike could become the football commissioner. But you're in charge of the halftime show. What do you do? What do you do in the halftime show to make it just electrify and be fantastic?
I mean, is there any kind of budget here? What are we doing?
Well, I mean, it's not Super Bowl budget. We're talking about high school football.
All right, high school football. I need a halftime show that's going to be electric.
Yes. Mm. What are you doing? Bringing out the marching band? What are you doing?
I think monster trucks jumping over the... I don't know.
Hang no on. AD will allow that on the track. Hang on. Just
hang
so
on.
You know.
Hang on. So I think what you got to do, so I'm going to make some band parents mad, but the band at halftime is not exciting.
Not at all. Do you remember where we used to sit?
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to one of our fantastic listeners, our financial supporter, our guy.
Dear friend of the show.
Dear friend of the show.
We do not agree with what Mike just said.
I do agree. Just
the
so
marching
you know.
Man is not, it's not the thing that fires the crowd up.
Okay.
But you know what does fire the crowd up? You put one of the drummer guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When a drum line?
Yes.
Oh,
you got a drum line with a guitar. And they start playing some, like, jam music.
Like, what's the jam music? AC/DC, something like that?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm visualizing it.
You got this, and they're down there. And so the people in the stands, they're cheering this drum line on. And they're getting pumped up. And they're ready to go. And so then your team, they always put the tunnel away. But you put it back up for halftime with smoke. And you bring them back through the tunnel with the band lined up with, like, you line them on both sides. And you're playing Eye of the Tiger by Rocky. And you come running through there. And that's how you fire them up at halftime.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, first of all, most of the players don't see that, but it's okay.
Lewis, go ahead. We're not trying to fire up the players. We're trying to fire up the fans at halftime.
Mike, I'm going to throw away my pick right here. And this is just for you and one other dude that we used to hang out with all a lot. You already know what's coming, don't you?
Go ahead.
We're going to crank the sound as loud as it will go, which was what Mike and I used to do every Saturday morning before we set up for the Rockets and play Against the Wind.
Not Against the
Wind. No, I'm sorry. What is it? You're right, Mike. It's a Turn the Page.
Turn the Page. That's my song.
So let's crank that as loud as it go. Piss off all the neighbors.
Ba-dee! Little saxophone right off the bat.
I know you remember
Carson,
that.
Have you ever heard that song?
I never heard of it.
Oh,
good song.
Oh, my.
I'm going to listen to it on the way home.
Oh.
You can listen to the Bomb Seeker version and the Metallica
version. Version's good, too. Yeah.
Okay.
What else, Lewis? Is that it? You're just playing Turn the Page?
I think that's all you need to do. Okay. I mean, if that doesn't get you fired up, you need to do a little pulse check. Do you remember what Angie told us? Can we stop playing this depressing music?
Yeah, stop playing this depressing music. What do you think, Carson?
Have you guys ever been... So, I was not athletic enough to be a part of this group, but have you guys ever been to an event where the Fairview Flyers, where the unicycle team was...
Yeah, I have actually, at Owen.
Okay, so my little brother and sister were in it. I think it'd be electric. You bring the Fairview Flyers out on the football field. Mike just put his head against the mic.
Go ahead, Pat.
I got an idea.
Shout out Emma and Landon. Proud of you guys.
This might be good.
Oh, my Lord.
But the minute the halftime horn sounds to start halftime, the band literally sprints onto the field. And the drum line's going. And they play the whatever hype song they want to come up with to set the stage. Because what happens next while that's going on... Behind the Beard rolls the studio out Ooh. Onto the center field. And then as we're all getting set up and doing, the band finishes their song, the lights go out, and then the sports studio stuff comes up on the big screens doing all the highlight, kind of like that thing that Carolina Sports Studios does for Reynolds in the fourth quarter thing. But it's not just theirs. It's a collage of highlights from the season from the mountain teams that we cover. And obviously the music behind it come up, and then we come in with Behind the Beard doing the halftime
with
show.
The song. I mean, oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
If we're at Reynolds, do they boo when Lewis starts talking?
1,000%,
or just when he shows up?
I mean, for sure. But do they bow, or do they get on? You know, what are they doing? Pat stands up.
Oh my God, that's a standing ovation from
standing
everybody.
Ovation.
Agony.
And then we bring our special guest Bill McGee. And the number one, I mean...
Our number one listener.
Yeah, and we bring him down, and we get two standing ovations. So we have two Rocket loyalty. And
royalty.
Then,
yeah. Royalty. Not loyalty. Yeah. Royalty.
Royalty with an R. And then we got Lewis. So.
Oh, they booed Lewis. Lewis will be wearing an Owen hat, I'm sure.
Oh, 1,000.
And Mike will be in Madison gear.
Madison. I have no Madison gear.
But he does have a nice Irwin conference
I've
shirt
got an
from
Irwin.
Here.
Karma's Champ sweatshirt, and then I've got Christ School. That's all I got. I threw all my rental stuff away.
I did too.
You know what sucks is I sent my size to the Asheville coaches already. before the season.
For Commerce Champ?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They didn't win the conference.
No, I don't think I'll be getting any gear.
Are you going to send it to Dinwiddie? Maybe he'll send you a shirt.
No, I might send it to my Robertson guy. So right. We'll see.
So, Pat, send us home.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate y'all listening, and so do the other guys. So tune in next time. We'll see how the teams out here west did in the playoffs, hopefully very well. Till then, enjoy your evening.
Love you guys.
Love you.